we appreciate any opportunity we get to go out there and play games. You know, we're kind of happy that it does play on our ball early on. You know, just getting out of training camp and, you know, being in that type of mode where, you know, we had a lot of heavy days and things like that. But, you know, I think Chip Kelly does a great job of, you know, letting us get our work in and, you know, kind of easing back off of us and things like that. So I think throughout that period of time, and we'll be able to get good work in but still be able to be fresh because, you know, he has a system as far as, you know, when to practice is hard and when to lay off of us. So I think we'll be just fine. Well, I mean, in the past, like you said, you know, teams done a great job of, you know, seeing what I've done early on in my career, making the big plays and, you know, electrifying plays and things like that. But, you know, now this offense coming in, you know, it's really going to be able to be a plus in my eyes. You know, a lot of teams really don't, you know what to expect regardless of what we've done in the preseason. I still think it's been a lot of, you know, plays that's been hidden and we haven't been running. So, you know, his versatility within this offense, you know, to the utmost, I think to keep the defense off guard. So regardless of, you know, where I come out every play with the tempo, you know, with the speed plays and the intensity, things like that, we'll always be able to keep him off guard. So regardless of his down the field, you know, options, reverses, you know, getting the ball out quick, things like that, that's, you know, something we're going to take advantage of. And hopefully once we get him, you know, to kind of play up, then we can go down the field a little bit. So I think he has a great plan. You know, I'm very excited about the plan. You know, so far the plays have been put in and things like that. So I'm just going to be throughout the offense everywhere. So we'll be real excited about that.
When Chip was first hired, you thought that maybe you could use kind of like the Anthony Thomas? Mm-hmm. Now that you've been in the system for a while,
the only thing different is I'm not really getting the ball from a running back perspective, but you know, as far as being in motion, you know, doing all the motions behind the quarterback, things like that, is definitely still being used that way. Playing in the slot, you know, basically going back and forth, not just really staying in one position and just, you know, being here the whole game. So I definitely feel him being able to move me throughout the offense and me knowing the offense. You know, through every position is definitely a utmost to, you know, me coming in and really learning every position. So I think still, yeah, we'll be able to, you know, move me around everywhere and just not keep me in one spot. So that's definitely a plus as well.
Rejuvenated Sean, sixth year now. You talked earlier, Cap, about just how kind of your plan down. Do you feel rejuvenated?
I mean, honestly, I feel this is a big year for this team. First off, you know, having the year we had last year and things. So, you know, with everything that goes on to, you know, having a new coaching in place, having a really new system and everything like that, I think this year is going to say a lot for the Philadelphia Eagles in the future. So, you know, regardless of how I feel myself, I'm going on my sixth year, I'm 26 years old, I feel great. You know, I feel healthy, you know, and everything else really we're just going to take it one week at a time. But I think, you know, this week is going to be big for us to really start the season off right, and you know, what better night to start on Monday night in Washington than the team that beat us last year, both games. So, like I said, I think a lot's gonna ride on this first game, and you know, not only this first game, throughout the whole season. As long as we could, you know, finish fast like we always have been able to do, and you know, just you know, play throughout the whole year and play at that same intensity level, and not really kind of slack off throughout the week. So, I think you know, we should be all right.
When's the punt returning coming?
I mean, we might see it Monday night. So I'll be excited about that as well, too, be able to go back there and make some big plays for my team. You know, something I've always been capable of doing. So it's all on Chip Kelly. When I get the call, I'll be ready for it.
It's obviously something that you've done before. Mm-hmm. But the fact that you didn't do it throughout the preseason with the live special teams coming at you, is there rust associated with that? Like, does it take time for you to get back into the punt return?
I don't think so, honestly. Regardless, I practice it, you know, and they come down the same way. It's just not live, but you know, just really being able to have them reps and knowing, you know, when guys are coming, when to be smart, when to try to take a return, things like that. Just really going out there and having a feel for it. I felt I've done that my whole life, so regardless of it being rest or not, I think I'll be straight. I'll be good.
Isaac, the nose tackle, the 49ers, honestly. Mm-hmm. You talked about this team having the potential to shock the football world. You know, haven't seen training camp and that, but what you guys have, how do you feel? Is that a pretty good characterization?
Well, I mean, honestly, you know, we try to stay under the radar as much as possible. I think in the past, you know, guys have spoke out and, you know, kind of really put pressure on the team that we really didn't need. So, as far as, you know, do I feel capable with this team is going, you know, taking it the distance and being one of them teams in this league, I definitely feel that way. You know, we have some great players at great positions, and, you know, with Chip coming in and just installing that great offensive scheme and really, you know, making some key additions on defense as well. So I think, you know, if you look at the roster, I think, you know, from A to Z, I think we'll be able to, you know, go out there and get it done. Well, that's neither here or there to be said. We still got to go out on the field and win games and, you know, play at a high level. So regardless of, you know, what people may say or, you know, do, we still got to go out there every week and, you know, put on a show. And, you know, it would be great to do that Monday night to really get a feel to see, you know, how good we would be and, you know, how far we could take it. But, you know, like I say, man, it's a long season, and, you know, we're just glad to say that the preseason is over and we're ready to get out there and really make it count now.
What did you learn about Michael Vick during this process when he was, in effect, trying to try out again for his position?
I mean, you know, Michael Vick, he was able to stay calm and, you know, do what we need to do as a quarterback. I feel any guy that's been in this league so long and, you know, that has so many years starting and the accolades he's done so far in his career, you know, it would probably been tough on a guy to really be able to sit there and say you're competing with a second-year player regardless of what the case may be. But, you know, Chip Kelly did that, you know, with a lot of people and, you know, myself as well. Never really just coming in and just guaranteeing positions. He wanted everybody to come in and work and show what they was capable of doing. And throughout the process, you know, it probably made him mature, even though, you know, he's in his 30s. He's still, you know, one of them guys I look up to is, you know, a guy that handles his business and does things he needs to do. He comes in early, stays later, you know, on the field. We get work in. So I just think it really just kind of calmed him down and let him know what he needs to do as a starting quarterback in this league. And, you know, not only that, being able to keep his position and keep a starting job. So as long as he's smart, you know, and does what he needs to do, I think, you know, he'll have the position throughout the season.
Is Mike a franchise quarterback in this league still?
Oh, for sure. I definitely think he is. He still has the capability of going out there and, you know, giving the team a chance to win. You know, his playmaking skills, ability, you know, his arm strength, everything he has, I think he definitely is a franchise quarterback in this league. And I say the biggest thing is him just being smart and knowing when to take his, knowing when not to take him. You know, and definitely protecting the football. As a quarterback, you definitely have to protect the football. And, you know, as a team and as an offense, we have to help him and, you know, doing the right things, being smart, protecting him, and, you know, the whole nine. As a quarterback, it's not, you know, a lot of times people put it all on a quarterback, but at times, you know, you still need help from the other 10 guys on the field. And, you know, not only the other 10 guys, the coaching schemes and, you know, just really getting in his head and really letting him know, you know, what to do within the offense.
Sean, for the guys that survived last year or were part of that season, it was probably the worst season almost everybody had ever been through. How much did it drive the older guys to never let it happen again, never have to go through
2012? Yeah, I mean, it was just one of them years, I think, where you really couldn't really put your finger on it. You really couldn't say what was wrong. You know, me actually playing the first 10 games and actually being hurt in the Carolina game last year, you know, I was almost there every part of the way. And it was just one of them weird years, man. I can't really explain it, but it was just like every way you looked, every way you turned, there was always something bad happening or something wrong going. So, you know, sometimes them things are uncontrollable, and, you know, you try to, you know, try so hard to really change it, and then you still look up and things are still going wrong. So, you know, as a professional athlete, I guess you have to say, you know, it comes with time where, you know, things like that happen. But the best thing I can say is, you know, hopefully everybody learned from it. You know, whatever it is we need to do to stay together and bond together and try to not let that happen is the best thing I can say. But, you know, you have times where, you know, the best people at their game sometimes struggle, and some teams that are good, you know, aren't as good. So, you know, hopefully we could just kind of stay away from that and just continue to go out there and do what we need to do, which is work hard, put the work in on the field, and, you know, just go out on the field and just have fun. I think this team, you know, we have so much energy and, you know, so many young guys. You know, as long as everybody's able to go out there and, you know, just be energized at the same time and not be uptight and, you know, try to force things happen. You know, we play the best when we go out there and just let things come to us. So as long as we could do that, I think we should be all right.
Two more guys.
How much do you think about legacy? Like, you only have X amount of years. And how big of a focus was that kind of coming into this season?
Well, I mean, honestly, always, you know, since I've been playing this game, I always kind of wanted to, you know, be known just to be one of the best players, you know, to play this position, you know, training with Jerry Rice and things like that, coming out. Having a chance to do that was actually a blessing for myself to have a relationship and still to this day kind of, you know, talk to him and him critique my game and things. But, you know, I just look at it as, you know, to play wide receiver in this league, you have to, you know, something about you has to be intriguing, you know, either your size, speed, your hands, your routes. And, you know, when I look at myself, you know, being a 5'10 guy, you know, the most like 170, 175, just looking back in history, I don't really, you know, see any guys that stature and size that's able to, you know, contribute the way I've contributed, you know, in my first, you know, 5-6 years in this league. So, you know, I think once, you know, it'll be over and said and done, you know, the more I go out there and do the things I need to do, I think I'll go down in history as, you know, one of the probably smallest guys to play wide receiver to do some great things. So, you know, all my life, you know, I was kind of, you know, doubted. People said I was going to be too small and this and that. So, you know, that's kind of what I used to, you know, give the edge to myself to go out there to prove people wrong. But definitely not satisfied. I still want to go out there and, you know, just keep adding to the list. You know, I actually saw a great stat the other day was, you know, since 2008, I've, you know, number one in yards per catch since entering the NFL. So, you know, just doing things like that is actually, you know, something that I live for. Not only about myself, but just really being able to go out there and win games and, you know, hopefully bring a championship to the city that I think everybody will go crazy over.
In terms of the way the ball has been distributed the past few years, it's like you and Macklin were both number one receivers, so to speak. Mm-hmm. Now that's not the case without Jeremy here, do you expect more touches or more of a direct role as opposed to, you know, just a big play? So
yeah, I mean, I definitely think my role has definitely increased since the day he's went down. I think, you know, everybody in this building, everybody in the office, every coach, every player on this team actually noticed that. And, you know, as myself, I don't really see it being any more pressure. You know, I was just telling Mac the other day, I kind of miss him being out there with me because the competitive nature we had together and, you know, how hard we pushed each other. And, you know, to look across and not really see him there, you know, it was kind of tough for myself, especially after we made some cuts and, you know, the wide receiver core got a little shorter. So, you know, at the end of the day, man, I'm a very competitive person, and I like to go out there and, you know, have less mistakes as possible and do the best things I can to, you know, just help the guys around me and, you know, not only the guys around me, but, you know, just really make a statement in this league. And like I say, being one of the best players at my position and things like that. So at any given time, man, I'm able to go out there and just really make big plays. And, you know, that's what I've been able to do. And I just want to, you know, get back to that and have a, you know, a big year so we can, you know, put everything behind us as far as last year and, you know, just win games. So at the end of the day, that's our task. That's what we want to do. And hopefully I could be a big contributor to doing that this year.